Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. It is Tele Tuesday. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with some exciting information. And after Stephanie, we have Miyoshi. What's up? She's going to talk to us also. But you know, we got 21 days before the change is made out there. So all my change makers, let's get busy. You know, what will the future be like? No one knows the answer to the question. All we know is that the effects that will appear in the future are all contained in the causes that are made in the present. The important thing, therefore, is that we stand up and take action to achieve great objectives without allowing ourselves to be distracted or discouraged by immediate difficulties. It's a lot going on out there. And, you know, we're here about education, unification, and the importance of collaboration. This show is being sponsored by Community Unification and Collaboration, Inc., which is a grassroots nonprofit that focuses with the youth, and it's full of consultants and advisors. We work on youth, life design, academics, and leadership in all communities, moving with diversity and inclusion. We must have that. So, again, drop those ballots in. See what's happening out there. We have to figure out what needs to be done, what will be done, and you change agents that will be change makers are going to make the change. So on that note, I'll just play a little bit of something here until Ms. Stephanie Haynes gets on, and we're going to get ready for some excitement. It is Tell It Tuesday. gonna dance all day and all night to those polls and drop those ballots in. Vote, 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 vote. Your voice is your power. If you think no one's listening to you, put that vote in. See what happens. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us this evening. Miss Stephanie Haynes, are you with us? We're waking up with Linda McShann. We're going to share and care this evening.
Yes, good evening, Miss Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for coming on. I know you're busy, busy, busy out there. We appreciate you so much, Miss Haynes. So I'm just going to be quiet over here and let you excite us.
All right. So good evening, listeners. How are you this evening? Go Lakers. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, go Lakers. They did a great job. Yeah, so to come back to our topic, you know, for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about relationship with mother and daughters, and we've been talking about the toxic relationships. So what are some of the signs a toxic parent shows in their behavior, their thoughts, their feelings, goals of toxic parents? So we're going to talk about five different types, right? So you have the controlling ones. They don't want to tell you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Right? And then we have the disrespectful toxic parent often fails to view you as an individual separate from them and often show little, if any, respect towards you. And then we have the self-centered. They typically put their wants and needs before yours and rarely consider how their behavior affects you or anyone else. Number four, we have the critical ones, right? The particular parent often have a hard time paying compliments, but usually find a way to criticize even your best efforts. And then last but not least, we have the manipulator. They often twist the truth to make it look good for themselves. They may use denial or guilt to make you give in to their wants and needs. So how can you tell if someone is toxic? So let's go with the defining the word toxic. The toxic has been used a lot recently. You know, do we need to detox? You know, but sometimes, you know, when we look at relationships, especially during this pandemic, there's some toxicity somewhere in the relationship, in the household, and particularly, you know, the mother and daughter, since we're talking about mother and daughters, right? So it is one of those terms that a little subjective. Toxic people and toxic relationship comes in all shapes and sizes. So what is toxic for one person may not be for another. With that being said, there are some signs that most would agree with being toxic. So here are some of them, right? So toxic people tend to be guilt-tripping, right? This means that they will make you feel upset when they don't get their way. Being disappointed is one thing, but a guilt-tripper will go on and on until you feel like you have no choice but to obey. Toxic people tend to have no respect or boundaries in a friendship, relationship, or anything else. There's no boundaries. And a person who is toxic will try to cross those boundaries, or at the very least, lean on them quite a few times. Now, toxic people tend to be the ones who could never be nice or praise you without it sounding like someone or some kind a backhanded compliment. A backhanded compliment is something that sounds nice at first, but then when you think about it, it's an insult. For example, if you're overweight and are wearing an outfit that shows some skin, Someone may say that you're brave and confident for wearing that. It's nice, but it's also bringing your insecurities to the front and acts like wearing clothes is some kind of incredible concept. A real compliment would just be, you look great.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have to go and say all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Expanding upon the earlier note that we talked about earlier, a toxic person is one who only seems to talk to you when they disagree. You've probably seen this phenomenon on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Instagram, where someone's never liked your post or give support. But if you have an opinion, they'll be the first in line to say how wrong you are.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many other signs that the person is toxic, but this is a good, straightforward point. All right, so we're going to start with this. So we talked about what is a toxic parent. You know, so it begins with a toxic environment, a toxic relationship, or bad. But the biggest challenge many would face is the toxic parent. A friend who is toxic, you can easily cut off. In most cases, there is a bigger stigma towards your parents, especially if you have lived with them. So here are some signs of a toxic parent. They are always overly criticizing about you. Every decision you make is wrong, and there is no room for disagreement or discussion. They want you to know where you are at all times and watching you like a hawk, hovering over you whenever they can. They won't listen to you because they have a sense of, a sense of superiority due to them being the parent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they think, you know, superior over you, right? Even if you an educated adult. Now, the toxic parent just creates a toxic environment. You feel uncomfortable whenever you're around them. So how do you deal with a selfish parent? Selfishness can be hard to deal with. Some people only care about themselves and don't consider your own feelings. With parents, selfishness can arise. Usually in the child is the stereotype as selfish, but parents can definitely be selfish as well. We all know parents who have guilt trippers and have, you know, guilt tripped their kids. Their children didn't make all the decisions they wanted them to make. In order to deal with a selfish parent, it's complicated, but not impossible. So here's some steps. So step number one, make your point perfectly clear and set up some boundaries. If your parents cross them, remind them of the boundaries. Try to have an honest conversation about why your parents is being selfish. By trying to understand each other's perspective, perhaps the two of you can reach common ground. So remember, you have to do what's right for you. Sometimes it's okay to be a little selfish, especially as a response to your parents. Caring for yourself is good, but it crosses the line when you don't have any consideration or empathy for others.
Mm-hmm.
So what is a critical parent to you? Critical parenting is when parents are overly critical towards their children. Often, constructive criticism is one thing, but a critical parent is one who is never satisfied with what their children do. Right? A critical parent may ignore their child when the child doesn't succeed in doing something, but then often with one little misstep. Children of critical parents may end up having a hard time recognizing emotions, and they may live a life where they're worried they have to walk on eggshells. As a parent, it's important that you aren't over-criticizing your child. So what defines a toxic? Some behaviors can be up to debate as to whether or not it's toxic. So what they said, there are some traits a toxic parent has that most people can agree are bad. So here's some. They use guilt in order to control you. You can't choose your own career path because your parents want you to be something else.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes them upset. Any difference you have in life is met by guilt tripping, not a civil a difference of opinion. Speaking of which, the parent may act like their happiness depends on what you do. People should be happy on their own,
mm-hmm.
and not make their self-worth relied on their parent or their adult child. Now, a toxic parent is someone who doesn't have boundaries. With most relationships, there are boundaries may be you to have a subject such as a difference in faith that you agree not to discuss, but then the toxic parents bring it up.
Mm.
With any relationship, it's important that you have boundaries, but toxic parents tend to ignore that.
Mm.
They are overly critical of everything you do. The differences between having constructive criticism but not agreeing with a life decision but berating you constantly. On the other hand, a good parent should be one who realizes that you are not going to do everything according to your book. A toxic parent is one who will withhold their love until you meet all of their criteria. Parents are sometimes that, excuse me, let me say that again. Now, a toxic parent is one who will withhold their love until you meet all of their criteria. Now, parental love is something that should happen unconditionally, at least in theory. A toxic parent don't do that. Instead, a toxic parent will act like they don't love you until you're ready to bend to their will. A toxic parent makes you afraid to be around them. Even if you're an adult, you still fear your toxic parent, and then pain just doesn't go away. Now, this is true with daughters and father relationship as well. For those daughters who don't have that close relationship with their fathers,
mm-hmm.
you know, they feel this way as well. So dealing and coping with a toxic parent, it's never fun, but learning to take control of your life is incredibly important. And worth doing for your own mental health and wellness. Now, imagine if your mom and dad is toxic, where the child could go, you know. So what do an adult children, no, I'm sorry, why do an adult children still live with their toxic parents? If you know someone who is an adult, is making money, and live with their toxic parents, you may wonder why they're doing it. There are many reasons for this. And here are a few reasons why adult children continue to live with their parents. Guilt tripping.
Mm.
One side of a toxic parent is making their adult child feel guilty if they try to have an independent life.
Mm-hmm.
The toxic parents may say the adult children don't love them anymore if they move.
Mm-hmm.
The parent may use a health problem they have or claim to have as an ace in the hole, an ace in the hole, to make the child stay.
Mm-hmm.
For a parent who may feel guilty easily, this technique may work. Now, threaten to cut them off while the adult children may have enough money to live, the parent may say that if they move out, they'll never be able to speak to the parents again. The parents may be leeching off the children or the child. This does sometimes happen, especially when the parent doesn't work. The adult children may be paying all the bills or loaning the parents money they aren't going to pay back. So, which can cause the child to have financial issues? And the child or the adult children may fear their parents if they try to move out. Quite often, a relationship with a toxic mother, father, or parent in general can feel like an abusive marriage where fear controls everything.
Whoa.
Okay. If you or someone you know is in a relationship like this, it's important for them to seek help. While they may love their parents, their mental health is much more important. Now, you might say, can a toxic parent cause eating disorder? Yes, it can. A toxic family member may cause the child to have eating disorder.
Mm.
Some parents can be bullies, telling their children they're overweight or need to lose some pounds, can lead to poor self-esteem. And with time, the child may develop an eating disorder. It's important to seek help for this whenever possible. Now, how do I set boundaries with a toxic parent again? You may love your parents or parents, but you know that they are toxic. And in this case, it's important you set boundaries and stick to them. Toxic relationship is due to your belief, your career, or something else your parent doesn't approve of, make it perfectly clear that you don't want to discuss it. When setting a boundary like this, your parents or parents may try to push it. They may make backhanded comments about it. For example, don't let these comments slide. Put your foot down or leave the conversation should these boundaries be crossed. In this moment, it's important to be clear with your boundaries and be firm. It makes a few attempts, but it may end up working out for you. However, in some cases, while a person may want and try to set boundaries with a toxic parent, it can be very difficult to maintain these boundaries due to their parent or parents violating these boundaries. For example, you feel as though when one or both of your parents barge in your room without knocking, this is a violation of your privacy. Disrespectful, a sign of a toxic behavior. Therefore, you try to set boundaries with toxic parents or parents by telling them, when you come into my room without knocking, it feels like a violation of privacy, and it's disrespectful. However, the reaction you receive is dismissive anger or is completely ignored, even with repeated attempted to state your boundaries. In these cases, even though you have tried to set very clear boundaries with your toxic parent or parents, it can be difficult to maintain them. If this scenario relates to your own experience, it's important to remind yourself that you are not at fault. Sometimes the best you can do is to clearly and consistently state your boundaries with your parents, but to be careful not to take responsibility for the way that one or both of your parents may act. So how do I find a therapist who deal with toxic family members? So when you have a family member or a parent, one solution is to find a therapist. A therapist can help in many different ways, including helping you with a mental health problem you're facing due to the toxic people in your life. By improving your mental health, it can allow you to be firm on your communication. Being the middle person to a family feud, it's important you find a therapist who can help everyone reach common ground and who can teach people who may have communication problems to talk in a way that is productive and not toxic. You know, because we talked about last week, you know, people that have been hurt people. You know, and, you know, they have a saying saying misery loves company, right? So it's also important you find a therapist who can work individually as well as together with your family. Sometimes you may not feel comfortable with talking with your family about everything, but when you find a therapist, it will help both of you, and it can be very beneficial as well.
Wow.
And, you know, finding a licensed counselor and a therapist, you know, you can go on the website, you can Google, you know, different places that you can go online to find help.
To help you in the situation. So I'm listening, and I've gone through all these scenarios dealing with the toxic parent, either the mother or father or both, or even having a toxic relationship, period, you know, with family members and friends and everything. But the most important thing is to try to have dialogue, which they don't like to listen, depending on the type that they fall into, the controller or the critical or the manipulator. You know, as you were stating, there's many, many. But what we, if we find ourselves in a situation like that, go seek help, because it can really have an effect on you as going up, you know, especially a mental effect. And you're not speaking, you're going through this, you want to be respectful, you're trying to follow the rules. And I agree with you wholeheartedly on that toxic parent that tries to give you the guilt trip, you know. Well, you get out there on your own, you're not going to be able to do that, and blah, blah, blah. I remember when I must have been about 19, and I'll share this story, and then we'll wrap it up, and we'll let Miss Miyoshi, what's up, come on. She got some exciting stuff that I had a gentleman tell me, well, you can't make it on your own. And, you know, that was a controlling factor, and, you know, of course, Miss Linda cannot be controlled. So I have learned through watching my mother as a young child, if it didn't go her way, she'd throw us on her back, and she'd get to stepping, okay? So my thing was, whether I can make it or not, I will walk away from you with a quarter, okay? I don't need to, you know, as long as I get away. Because I learned about toxicity at a young age, you know, not coming from my family, but just seeing other families and my friends and what they were going through. So I knew that I was not going to go through it. So that's why I speak up now to this day like I do. I tell you what's on my mind, and you either deal with it or take an aspirin. That's just it. It's not that I don't care. It's not that I don't, you know, I'm not concerned. But your mental is going to be messed up before mine, okay? So what I'm hearing is, if you find yourself in that condition or this is happening and maybe you haven't lived up to it, go seek some help. set those boundaries, as I could say, Stephanie, set those boundaries and make them clear and be firm about them. And you're going to get a lot of rebuttal back from it, but it's going to make you feel better. Did I hit it on the nose? Did I get that summary good on that? Well, let me ask you, next week, where are we going to go? We talked about the mother-father relationship, the daughter, the mother, the son, the father. Where are we going to take this next week? This has been very, very helpful on this toxicity situation.
Yes. So now we're going to go into how to create a healthy relationship with your mother, with mother and daughter relationship. We talked
so
about
next,
relationship.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So next week
we
will go with creating healthy relationships, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, Ms.
Yeah,
Haynes.
So we went through the toxic. Yeah, so we, now
okay.
we're going to go through how to make healthy ones.
Okay, so we went through all the toxicity, and now we're getting ready to get to the good stuff. We're going to go organic and natural. We appreciate you. We love you. I know that you take our time to come and care and share with us. Stephanie, we love you. It's always helpful. You give us something to think about, and I love the way you tell it on Tuesday. So on that note, audience, I'm going to say we're going to say goodnight to Ms. Stephanie Haynes, play a little music, and bring on Ms. Miyoshi Marie, and letting her know what's up. You know, she's quick, but she's thorough and quick with it. She brings it to us a different way. Stephanie, we love you. Thank you, and please have a great evening.
Thank you as well.
Okay.
Good night.
Have a good night. Good night.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad. It's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad. I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. If I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free.
That's right. Brand new kind of me. Miyoshi Marie, are you with us with Waking Up with Linda Backchan? Because you know we know you get brand new and a new kind of you every hour of the day. How are you?
Happy Tuesday, everyone. Happy Tuesday, Linda. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? So nice to hear your voice, and thank you for cutting out your busy schedule and caring and sharing with us. And your topic is like, you know, I'm always waiting. I never know. I never know what you're going to bring, but whatever it is, it's going to be a good one. So I'm just going to be quiet over here and let you tell us about it.
Well, tonight's topic is basically me versus 2020, the final round. As we all know, the Lakers won the championship.
Yes.
Shout out to the Los Angeles Lakers. And me being a Los Angeles native, I am very proud. But it also showed me the final in the final round. We have two more months. in this year, 2020, and also we are 2 weeks down to election time. So
yes,
there's a lot of things that we have to get going and get the ball rolling, you know, spiritually, financially, physically, and mentally. So for me, just watching the Los Angeles Lakers win a championship, it made me realize, am I going to win a championship for 2020 before the end of the year? Am I going to, you know, win my goals that I had set out this year to set, like me reading my 5 books before the end of the year, me paying off things and working on my credit? Am I going to be excellent before 2021, before, you know, the end of this year? How am all the seeds that I planted in 2020, are they going to sprout and grow, and am I going to reap a harvest for 2021? So I've been thinking and reflecting and contemplating and really been bouncing that ball in my head and shooting them free throws in my head and making them baskets, because I know that I got 2 more months, and I know I'm in the final round. It's life or death, you know what I mean? It's mind over matter. And as we all know, like the basketball players, they were in a bubble, and we are, you know, clearly in our own bubble when we're in our mind. Nobody knows what we're thinking but us.
Right.
And the plans and the creativity that we do have. So what are we going to do in our bubble? Because really it's mind over matter, you know. The champions proved it to us with no audience, no home court advantage, just them and
mm-hmm.
pure talent. And it's
mm-hmm.
like, what are we going to do individually with the creative ability that we have in our mind? And I always say, and everything that we need is within our hands.
Yes, it is.
What are we going to do
yes.
in these final rounds? Are we going to allow fear, depression, and all the other negative things that try to trap us in trauma, that try to trap us and beat us in this first quarter and the second quarter? Are we going to allow another round for them to win, or are we going to sweep them out? Because we got 2 more months to figure it out. But as for me, in my bubble and in my world and in my life, I know I have to win.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Losing is not an option at all. So I really have to accelerate my goals if I haven't already. I really have to stay focused. I really have to really be sharp and laser focused right now. Bullseye, as my grandfather would say. I have to really be bullseye and kind of really knock out the negative. Can't nothing, it has to bounce literally right off me. I cannot go to work or go to anywhere and allow somebody to talk to me about anything negative, anything that's going to deter me and at this point deter my mind from anything that I need to exceed. So really for me, it's isolation time for me. It's really sharp shooting and really getting it together. Really dotting them I's and really crossing out those T's before 2021. So you guys have a lot to think about.
I love it. I love it. You're counting down. You're making those connecting
Absolutely.
Those dots, as we say, and looking at it as that game, because you're absolutely correct. They didn't have fans out there. They didn't have the cheering. They couldn't move off the fans' energy. They had to go on their own energy, but they had a purpose out there, and they took care of it and didn't allow anything or anyone to stop that, whether they're in the bubble or
Absolutely.
Not. I just love the idea of that bubble, because we are in a bubble, and it is mind over matter, and you must master your mind. And in order to master
Absolutely.
Your mind, Yoshi, you have to sit in isolation. You have to keep that darkness from around you any type of way. And people, it seems like we're all going through it, and we're all dealing with it a different way, but you have to rise above it. And don't be in it. You rise above it. You're looking down on it. Even though, you know, we're going in similarities, everybody's doing their thing, but that's not on the agenda. And we move from our subconscious anyway. And in order to deal
Absolutely.
With that subconscious, you have to get quiet. You have to get in that bubble, because that's really where everything moves from. And some mm-hmm. people will not allow it to come in. I feel the same way. You find out what you can do or what you can't do or what you didn't think you could do, but you see you got it done no matter what.
Yeah.
Without any, you know, oh, well, you never tell yourself you can't, because you wake up in the morning, and I know you do, I know I do, and I look in the mirror and I say, you gorgeous thing, you're going to have a victorious day. That's the first thing out mm-hmm. of my mouth, okay? So anything that slots past that. So I'm so glad that when I saw the title, Me Versus 2020 Finals, I said, oh, boy, she's getting ready to bring it. It is the end of the year. As you mentioned last week about the end of the year, you have to go in and where you're going to have your stuff. So I'm just listening to you. You know, you inspire me. You make me keep moving further. And whenever I think I'm dropping or wobbling to the left a little bit, I sit back up and I say, we have everything that we need. We have it in abundance, you know. It's so you talk with me every day, and I appreciate you, and you're enlightening me, and we can make this fair exchange, and we just keep on going, and we just going to bring it on in, and it's going to be a great final round.
Absolutely.
No matter what's trying
Absolutely.
To get out there and stop it.
Absolutely. I just want to tell my listeners and everyone out there to continue to stay focused. Stay focused on what matters, and what matters is what matters in the heart.
Yeah.
I heard Marianne Williamson. I was watching Sunday, Soulful Sunday on her own channel, and I heard Marianne Williamson tell Oprah, "If you know what the heart is, and what the heart needs, then you could change the world." So let's stay focused on what matters, and what matters is what's inside the heart, because the heart is purpose, and purpose thrives. That's divinity, and we all know that love changes everything. It's the ultimate healing. So we have to continue to eat, sleep, and breathe in that, and walk in that divine light and love. Also, we know that it's 2 more months in the year, whatever goal that we need to maximize and accelerate, please do it. We know that in 2 weeks is the most important election of all times. What I can remember, what I have been reflecting on watching CNN, this is the most election of 2020, so I encourage everyone to go out and vote, whether you agree with whoever.
Right.
Go out and cash your vote. I personally don't condone to mail it. I personally condone you guys to just go up there and drop it off at the boxes at the location. But go out and vote. Love on each other. No matter what the outcome is, it doesn't matter, because we know that we live in abundance. And we know that man did not create this world. So we have to continue to live in that, and live in abundance, and live in love, and show people love. And with that being said, to all my ladies, keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke. Peace and blessings, everyone. Happy Tuesday.
Thank you, and keep on burning them up out there, Miyoshi Marie. We love you.
She's just a girl, and she's on fire.
near God. Make the fire disappear when they fear God. Take away my fear when they interfere, God. Do you fear God? Cause I fear God. And in my backyard, that's a deer God. And that's a horse ranch. And to my core fans, keep repping me. Do it to the death of me. X in the box, cause ain't nobody checking me.
White eyes. Drop that.
Yoshi Marie, what's up? Just left us with a great thought. She wanted to talk about the Lakers and how they won, how they were focused, and they were laser focused. They didn't have an audience. They've been working in a bubble, but they still got the job done. And she reminded us that we should do that also. Also, Stephanie Haynes told us about those toxic relationships with our parents, our friends, and how to set those boundaries and to seek help if there's something that's affecting you out there. You know, we all have to resolve to be the sun. Then no matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always bring fine weather and will always return. And spring will never fail to come. Because, you see, there's a saying that winter will always turn into spring. It doesn't go backwards. And when I talk to my young adults out there, I give them the 6 rules, and that is to reflect, to rethink, to recalibrate, restructure, reinvent, and then reveal. In 21 days, we have to reveal something out here. See, change agents will do what they do, but the change makers make the change, and we all have to stay laser focused. Remember that we're all about abundance here, and remember that we're all victors. We're not victims. See, we got to get out of that mindset. We cannot let that sink in. We are victors. So I tell my young adults, each and every time that I think of them, I share with them, you know, you must keep your dreams and don't let anyone take them away from you.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape. So I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Believe there's nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything. Always close.
Glory, glory.
Some
Just moving out there. Get out of your brain. Let it take over. You have everything that you need to do what you need to do. Do not be swayed by the darkness, okay? We have a job to complete. We must continue to complete. You know, that is my motto. As I said, this show is being sponsored by a nonprofit organization who is getting out there in the mix with all the community's diversity. It is Community Unification and Collaboration, Inc. Grassroots, look out for them. We'll be giving you more information. They're on the move. Basically, youth focused, but everybody focused, because it takes us all to collaborate and get the job done. Thursday, we might be on with Think Thursday. I'm committed out. I might have to get in the community. You know I'm working with these candidates, and I have to do my civic duty, so I'll keep it posted. Watch for the posting. We will have Think Thursday, or we might just bring it back to you on Friday and give it to you on Find It Out Friday. We love you. We want you to stay safe, stay strong, stay focused, but most all, stay woke, okay? That's what it's all about. Ow!
Ooh. I know of a lady, y'all, ain't nobody crying. No, ain't nobody worried. No, no, ain't no. Help me here.